There's only one explanation, that this is Masnavi, means this is a continuous versus. That's the meaning of Masnavi, means the continuum of verses that one by one, two of them, they rhyme. So they are binded one by one. It's Masnavi, right? So this paragraph is an additional stuff, but when you arrive in this paragraph, this is the continuum of that one. Over there, what did he say? He said, the guy will see that he has lost a hand and he has lost the blood. And he had said this, so you will know what I'm saying. That was an example. So it will start with so, not that even. So you understand. I explained something so you understand something, right? Okay, he explained it. What did you understand? That illusional story I told you, which is very deliberately in a bizarre way, was telling you what? The guy who is fighting, after losing the hand, he tries to use the hand. Why? Because the hand is a piece of dress for him. He is not the body. This is a piece of the dress. I explained all of that additional explanation came for you. For me to bring the subject to you, that remember, my breath is not in my flesh. This is what I want to say. He's talking about that watan. Remember, he talked about that country of you, birthplace of you. Because I know what is going on in here. He said, let me explain to you that your body is like a dress, okay? So you have to find something that this dress is covering up. What is this dress? The breath. And, yes, yeah. Hear it, you will hear the conversation. This is a four verse paragraph, right?
So that you may know that the body is like a garment. Go, seek the wearer of the garment. Do not lick a garment. To the spirit, the knowledge of the unity is sweeter. It hath a hand and foot different from those which are visible. You may behold in dream the hand and foot and their connection. Deem that a reality. Deem it not to be in vain. You are such that without the body, you have a body. Do not then dread the going forth of the soul from the body.
Really? More touchy? Really the subject? This is what he was waiting for, to tell you, listen. I told you several times that if you come and stand and say, this is me, I'll tell you, no, this is not you. You are not this. You are something else. Okay? It's that subject brought in. How? In a very bizarre story of a master who is sick with the illusion his children made for him, right? For explanation, he brought up something that is talking about losing your hand and having a hand. That these days we know you do. You know about it? Oh, today we know a better magic of this. There are these people who have lost a limb, right? Then suddenly they feel that lost limb, they crunch it and do this and they cannot open it. And it's painful. Nothing could be done for them. They are brought in a special labs. They put it a table which has a top and they have to put their hands in it, there is a mirror. So they see the healthy hand and the other one, right? And they convince them to open it. By opening this, you will open that. They've been cured. Means what? Now we know about some illusion about having some phantom part of your body. In his time, he notices it and says, what is there? And it will come to the conclusion that you are the one that without the body, you have the body. Look for the other body, not this one. How he approaches that? With Tawheed. Means the uniqueness of God. And he doesn't talk about Tawheed. He will put the Allah behind it. Because without it, Tawheed is another conversation. But he said, Ruh ra Tawheed Allah khushtar ast. Something that apparently had nothing to do with all of this. But he brought it in, and next to that, yes, the belief that except this visible part of your existence, there is another part. That's the second part of the verse. But the first one will say, Ruh likes better the Tawheed of Allah. What does that mean? This is something that you should really work on. Think that why he does it this way. We know what he wants he's talking about, but the form that he brings it in to say that go back to the book one. Remember the first story? In the first story, first paragraph, we talked about rules and exception. Second paragraph, we explained it. We said the rule is for one part of you, which is the animal part. There are more. What is there more? We said, think about dreaming. When you dream, what happens to you? Go beyond the dreaming. Go to imagination. And please do not tell me that imagination is nothing. It looks like nothing, but we live in the universe of imagination. Our fights, our argument, all of that is based on imagination, and even that is not the end of the path. There is something else in me beyond the imagination. What is it? I know about non-existence. This is something that never happened before us. We know about non-existence. And these are important. When in your dreams you see the hand, is that your hand? Are you sure that's yours? Therefore, it's not an exaggeration if I say you have another body, not this one. You are this. Is not embodiment of you. This is the body who is carrying you, serving you. Let me tell you about this. Suddenly, put all the stories behind something else. Something else to tell you what. Here he is changing page for the next time. You will see how he started with the Moses and Pharaoh and how he stopped and brought in another one, to go around a circle, to come back where he was, but in a different position. There you understand really what is the point here. The point here, he is trying to bring in all the arguments which goes around this fight we have in ourselves. Because from outside, some will deny it, some will mix it up with something else, and so on. And a lot of confusions. He is taking care of these confusions one by one. Now we hear about another dervish. Let's hear the dervish.
The story of the dervish who had secluded himself in the mountains was an account of the sweetness of severance and seclusion and of entering upon this path. For I am the companion of them that commemorate me and the friend of them that take me as their friend. If thou art with all, thou art without all when thou art without me. And if thou art without all, thou art with all when thou art with me.
If you're not with me, you're not. When you're with me, you're with everyone. Yes.
There was a dervish dwelling in a mountainous place. Solitude was his bedfellow and boon companion. Since collectedness was coming for him from the Creator, he was weary of the breaths of man and woman. Just as staying at home is easy for us, so traveling is easy to another class of people. In the same way as thou art in love with dominion, that worthy man is in love with the ironsmith's handicraft. Everyone has been made for some particular work, and the desire for that has been put into his heart. How should hand and foot be set in motion without desire? How should sticks and straws go without any water or wind? If thou see thy desire towards heaven, unfold the wings of empire like the Humar. But if thou see thy desire towards the earth, keep lamenting. Cease not at all from moaning. The wise indeed make lamentations at first. The foolish beat their heads at the last. From the beginning of the affair, discern the end, so that thou mayest not be repenting on the day of judgment.
Okay. I have a simple question. Who was this dervish? Once upon a time there was a dervish, a strange fellow, because God will send him everything. He didn't like men and women. Then what?
Nothing.
That was just the opening to bring you in a position that you cannot understand. But you have to think about it. There are people that they receive whatever they want from God, and they are bored with this man and a woman. The fight of this man and a woman, they're bored with it because they get whatever they want from another source. Now it makes better sense, no? And he stopped. He said, first of all, this is what they want to say. Okay? Let me start with this. Nobody is the same. Okay? We are all created different. And each of us has another habit. I like to stay at home. She likes to travel. So what? First of all, we are not the same. Means what? Why he brings that in? Exception. I give up all the rules you make for human beings because we are made different. And he will emphasize on that. Let the dervish be away. Now let me tell you this thing, that we are different. The way you are in love to be the boss. I know this guy who loves to be a goldsmith. Let me tell you this. We are created differently for different purposes. We don't think we are just happened to fall down here. This is a design which is working like this. How it works? Each of us feel different, have a different use,